Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Are you okay?
In all your ways acknowledge.
I'm actually a little bit lost. There's more than one option, more than one path of where to go, and I'm not really sure which the right one is.
Well, there's this path down this way, and there's this path down this way, and it's not really easy, is it, to know the way, is it? Well, maybe we can help.
I mean, really? What are you guys even doing here?
Well, we're Christchurch Huntingdon, and we're here in Stukeley Meadows every Sunday to learn from the Bible. And the Bible can help us to know the right way to choose. So, maybe some of the kids, you don't look convinced there, but hopefully I'll persuade you. Maybe some of the kids can help us to remember which book of the Bible we're learning from at the moment. Can anyone remember? There's a few hands going up. Let's see if anyone else can remember. Maybe some of the adults can remember as well. Yeah, Joshua, can you remember? Don't worry. Joshua's forgotten, but maybe his brother might know. Let's just stick this on. It just takes a moment to come on. William?
Proverbs.
Proverbs. Well done. And last week, some children went home with an owl. Did anyone go home with an owl? Not a real one. What was the owl saying? George, can you remember what the owl was about? Joshua, being... Tricky, isn't it? What are owls like? They're very...
Wise.
Well done. Absolutely. So we've been learning from the Bible, from the book of Proverbs, how to be wise. And wisdom comes from knowing the Lord and from fearing the Lord. Does anyone know what fearing the Lord means? Does that mean that we have to be terrified of him? What do you think, Joshua?
Fearing the Lord. Listening to him,
that's a really good part of it, isn't it? Because fearing the Lord isn't being terrified of him, because if we know Jesus, then he's our friend, and we don't need to be terrified. But we do need to respect him, because as one of my friends told me this week, he's God Almighty, not God Almighty. Yeah. And so we want to know him and love him and respect him. So, is your name Beth, by the way?
Yes.
So, Beth... the Bible helps us with what is wise, knowing and fearing the Lord, listening to him, and that helps us to know which way to choose.
Okay, well, if it helps us to know which way to go, then maybe you can help me after all.
Ah, okay, well, we've got two choices here, and maybe Proverbs can help us, because it chooses between two paths. Do you know, I think these paths should have a signpost. Katie and Lucy, maybe you could help us just to find the sign, because I think it's been buried by some undergrowth or some lovely coats. Ah, now, this path, Beth, is called folly. Folly means foolishness.
Right.
And this path means wisdom, choosing what is wise.
Okay, so... what do you think? Should I choose the path of wisdom or should I choose the path of folly?
Wisdom!
Oh. Great. Well, thanks for your help, everyone. I think I'll go down this path and see where I get.
Brilliant. You go down that path, Beth. We'll stay seated and we'll listen to something which might help us to choose the wise path. Thank you. You guys can take a seat.
Do anyone remember any of the words from that song that was playing? What was it? What was it talking about? Can you remember?
Understanding.
Something about understanding. Can you remember, George? What was it talking about?
The right path.
It did say something about, I think this is going to be really helpful. Yeah. Oh, here we go. This is what it said. It said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And that is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. I think that's probably a good thing for us to remember. I think we should learn that. We can maybe have a few actions to go with it. I love a good action. So, You can join in the actions. Even adults can join in actions. It is allowed. Some of this is real sign language, some of it is not. Just to be warned. Right, okay, so here we go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Oh, sorry. Don't press my... And then, okay, and lean. Can we all try and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I can make like a path. There we go. Okay, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Brilliant. I think now some of our words might disappear. Okay, let's have another go. I would like to hear other people talking, not just my own voice, particularly if my microphone goes funny again. So, are we ready? Let's go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Brilliant. I wonder if some more of the words are going to disappear. Is that enough for now? Or are we going to lose a few more? Oh, no. Okay. Are we ready? Let's go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Brilliant. Oh, there we go. Right, let's have another go. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Right, I think we're going to have one more. Click again. Oh, there we go, right. Yeah. You're going to have to do some good remembering then. Right, are we ready? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Brilliant. Okay. Well, we might come back to this later if we've got time, but you can also remember it at home, and maybe we'll post the song on the church WhatsApp group, so if you guys want to carry on singing the song at home, you can do that. But I think I need to carry on my journey. Which one was the path of wisdom? Right. I think I'll go down here again. Thanks, guys.
Our first of two readings today are on page 635 of the Bibles provided. 635. And the first reading is Proverbs 1, verses 8 to 10. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction. And do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them.
Thank you. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Beth, for the journey that you're on. And we're coming with you on this path of wisdom. And thank you, Alistair, for that reading as we learn from the book of Proverbs together. And I hope you've got that Bible open on page 635. And don't worry if you didn't quite find it in time, because we'll be coming back to it as well. Page 635. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction. And do not forget or forsake your mother's teaching. Poor Beth was a bit lost. She didn't know which route to take. And this book of Proverbs tells us the wise way to take. It's a book which is full of God's wisdom. It says in Proverbs 1, verse 7, we saw it last week, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. They take the foolish path. We want to take the wise path, which comes from fearing God." Now, fearing God isn't something to be afraid of. God is not, he is holy, but fearing him is not running from him in terror. It's running towards him in love because he's such a good and heavenly father. Many of us may have had difficult fathers, or we may not have had a great relationship with our parents, but God is the perfect loving father who sent his son to die for us. And Jesus is such a great king. He's the only king that perfectly puts this wisdom into practice, that we need to come to him to get this kind of wisdom. But as we move into the next section in our book, chapters 1 to 9, there's a lot of what we call parental wisdom. Did you see in verse 8, it says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction." This sermon is called "My Son." Hands up if you are a son. Hands up if you are a daughter. Well, this still applies to you as well. Hands up if you are a parent. Hands up if you are a child whose parents are still alive. Yeah, quite a lot. So this is for all of us. And some of us may not yet be parents, but maybe one day we will become parents, or we'll become godparents, or uncles and aunts, or great Sunday morning adventure teachers, or something like that. So this parental wisdom is super helpful and super important for all of us. In this section from chapters 1 to 9, it says, "my son," 15 times. And it says, "my sons," 3 times. So there's a lot here about parents and sons, because this wisdom was given from King Solomon to his son, probably Rehoboam. He didn't do a very good job. Rehoboam didn't listen to his father, and Solomon didn't do a very good job of listening to this wisdom either. But the first thing that we're going to learn today is that God's wisdom often comes from parents. God's wisdom often comes from parents. And there's a little penguin there with his mummy or daddy looking after him. Now, parents. Hands up if you're a parent. Yeah? Parents. The Bible says that we need to teach our children. There's a great verse in Proverbs 22 which says this: "Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they're old, they will not turn from it." Probably some of us adults, maybe even some of the grandparents here, they can remember things that their parents taught them when they were little that are still with them much later on. And this is a reminder to parents that, as it says in Ephesians 6 as well, the verse that James started our service off with, a reminder that parents need to not exasperate their children, but bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Parents, we need to show our children which way to go. It's not enough just to let them choose for themselves. We need to direct them and help them on the right path. We need to make sure that we're giving them the right path ourselves and not sending them in the wrong path. But that's why we listen to the Bible and go in, help them head in the right direction. Now, I've got a book here. It's written quite a long time ago by Bishop J.C. Ryle, who was a great Anglican bishop. We believe in Anglican bishops when they're good Anglican bishops. And this Anglican bishop told us how to be great parents. And we've got 20 copies of this book. And if you're a parent, please take one away with you. And also, we're going to have our next parenting evening, which will be a Zoom call just for 1 hour in March, on the 7th of March, to discuss this book. So why not take this book away with you, have a look at it, read it, as much as you can get through. Not everyone will make it all the way to the end, but try and pick out one or two things that you learned so that on the 7th of March, we can have a chat together as parents about how we're trying to help our children to do this. Now, children, put up your hands. Hands up if you are a child. Under 18, shall we say. Okay. Now, children, it's said in that verse that James started us off with that children need to obey their parents in the Lord. Now, your parents may be a little bit old, and they may sometimes be a little bit embarrassing. Am I, Katie, Lucy, Martha, am I ever embarrassing? Sometimes. Yes. But parents, when they're following Jesus, and most parents in the world want to love their children and help them and point them in the right way to go. So maybe your mum or your dad calls to you and they say, kids, it's tea time. And you say, oh, I'm just on my Game Boy and it's just the best score ever and I've just got to go a little bit longer. And then you have to think, hang on, no, what did the Bible tell? What does Jesus want me to do? He wants me to obey my parents. So you say, yes, mum, yes, dad, come and get that lovely hot pizza while it's still hot. Maybe your dad, if you've got a dad, says to you, don't climb up those ladders at church because if you fall off, you'll land on one of the spikes and it'll be really painful. And you think, well, I think I know better and it's a lot more fun to climb to the top of the gymnastics equipment at church. But remember, Jesus wants us to listen to our parents. So we have, yes, dad, sure. Quick obedience. Maybe when your grandparents, if you've got grandparents, are babysitting you when mummy and daddy are having a relaxing date night, they say, kids, it's past bedtime, it's time to go to bed. And you think, oh, but come on, we're having so much fun, let's have some more fun. And if granddad says, it's time for bed, you have to say, okay, yes, granddad. So when our parents ask us to do something, it's not always easy to listen to what they say. But if they're asking us to do something right, well, Jesus is asking us to obey them. God's wisdom, don't climb up that dangerous ladder, often comes through our parents. So we need to fear the Lord and we need to be wise. And Johnny and Laura are going to come up and they are going to sing us a song which the Great Sunday Morning Adventure learnt last week. So GSMA, you can help us with this next song so that we can all learn more about respecting God and learning about him. And then we'll come to our...
Oh, this amazing plan. Who among us, who out of us likes things? Put your hands like things. Okay, the rest of you don't like things, come on. Do you like valuable things, like expensive things that could be really fun, like a PlayStation or maybe... I don't know, a Game Boy or an Xbox or something like that. Okay, so we really like things, but sometimes you have to work really hard to get things. But sometimes other people already have those nice things, so I've got a plan. What am I doing? Well, I'm laying a bit of a trap. So I'm tying this wire around here so that when someone comes, they'll fall over. I don't really care. They could probably be, it's probably better if they're innocent because they're not going to realize there's going to be a trap here. Right, so we're going to have this trap so that when they come, they'll trip over. And then I'll be able to take all their stuff, right? I need a PlayStation, I need an Xbox. They don't need it. They're so silly for falling over the trap. Let me just grab it. Okay, so I can do that. I might need your help to maybe bring someone along to tell them, oh, look, go over there, there's a fun thing over there. And then they'll come fall over and I'll take their stuff. And if you help me, I'll help you. We'll share some of this stuff. You can take the Xbox, I can play this, I can take the PlayStation. It'll be great. What do you guys think? Well, come on, let's get this guy over. I think that'd be a great idea, wouldn't it? Oh no.
Uh-oh.
I tried to trap them, but I got trapped myself.
Our second reading continues on page 635 and is Proverbs, repeating verse 10 to 19. Proverbs 10 to 19. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood, let's ambush some harmful soul, let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder. Cast lots with us. We will all share the loot. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it.
Brilliant. Thank you, Eagle, for that sketch. Thank you, Alistair, for that reading, which is showing exactly the same thing. Do you know the hardest word to pronounce in the English language? Does anyone know? It's not onomatopoeia or supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or volcaniconisiliconiosis. It's no. It's no. That's the hardest thing to say. And Igor's there and he's making a trap. He's saying, hey, look, I've got a great way of getting a free PlayStation. I'll take the PlayStation, you take the Xbox. Let's trap this guy and we'll get all their stuff. And you've got to say, no, I'm not going to do that. And that's what Proverbs is saying. That's what Solomon is telling his son to do, to be wise. Don't go along with them, because actually you're going to fall into your own trap. Because that's what happens when you make a trap for someone else. You get caught up in it, and it's worse off for you. So we've been looking at Proverbs chapter 1, and we've been seeing that God's wisdom often comes from parents. So listen to your parents. And parents, make sure you're teaching the truth from the Bible. But secondly, God's wisdom in these verses brings protection from harm. Can you see that trap there? There's a piece of money, and it's in a trap. You grab the money, but you get trapped in the process. It says in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 8, that God guards the course of the just, and he protects the way of his faithful ones. And it says in chapter 4, verse 6, do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. This part of Proverbs, often wisdom is described like a very wise woman. And you need to get wisdom into your life, and you need to take wisdom's advice, and she will watch over you, and she will protect you. So when your mum says, supper time, tea time, come on down, she's trying to protect you from a terrible thing, which is a pizza that has gone cold. She's actually helping you. She's not trying to spoil your fun. And when your dad says, don't climb up that ladder, he's trying to protect you from landing on the spikes. Look at those hooks. You don't want to land on those. And when your granddad says, it's time to go to bed, he's not trying to spoil your fun. He's trying to protect you from being really grumpy so that the next day when your parents come back, they'll all be miserable. We need to listen to our parents and to God's wisdom, because actually it protects us. And teenagers, are there any teenagers here? Or nearly soon to be teenagers? Yes, one or two. When your parents say, yes, I'm not going to give you a phone yet, or I'm going to give you a phone, but we're going to put some controls on it, they're not just trying to spoil your fun. They're trying to protect you from some of the difficult things that are out there. Yes, there are loads of brilliant things on phones, but also there can be difficulties like cyberbullying or social media where you're up all night with 1,000 messages from your class. Your parents are trying to protect you. They're not just trying to spoil your fun. They might ask you to do things that aren't easy, but they're looking after you. God's wisdom brings protection from harm. Has anyone here ever seen Go Jetters? So, yeah, George, you've seen Go Jetters? What's the name of the really nasty enemy guy in Go Jetters? Glitch, Grandmaster Glitch. Do you remember quite a lot of the time he is trying to trick the Go Jetters? You have to watch this. Just go along with me if you haven't seen Go Jetters. But Grandmaster Glitch, he's trying to trick the Go Jetters, and like he's going to cover the world in custard or something like that. But then he gets stuck and he gets wrapped up in the custard himself, doesn't he? Often rebounds back on him. And one of the reasons why we need to listen to the Bible is because when we go our own way, when we choose the path of folly, actually it rebounds back on us and it doesn't work. We don't get protected. So it's so important to listen to mum and dad, and it's so important to listen to the Bible. Now, don't just take my word for it. There's some verses on the screen, and have we got time for this? Yes, very quickly. Turn, if you're on that side or on that side, on the edges, why don't you turn to Proverbs 3, verse 21 and 24, and just turn to it with your neighbours. And if you're in the middle aisle, why don't you turn to Proverbs 3, verse 25 and 26, it's on page 637, and why don't you, just with your neighbours and with anyone who's around you, why don't you answer this question? If you listen to God's wisdom, how will it help you not to get hurt? Can you think of an example? Just 2 or 3 minutes, quickly, looking together at Proverbs. Just read it with your neighbor or your mum or your dad or whoever's with you, or your friend, and then have a little think about that question on the screen. Okay. This is great. It's great to see everyone digging into their Bibles together. You can always do this at home with your family as well. Just look at one proverb and chew on it together. We won't have a big time of feeding back because we want to keep things moving. But do you see how listening to God's wisdom actually brings protection? It'll protect you from ruin or from disaster. It'll even help you with your sleep, because if we're doing the wrong things, it's going to affect our sleep. A bank robber is probably not going to sleep very well. And if we are involved with doing the wrong thing, we're going to get our foot caught in the snare. Do you know, there was a time where Martha, our youngest, was, we were on holiday in Dorset. She was running down a hill towards me. There was a road between me and Martha, and she came running down, but she couldn't see that there was a lorry coming down the road quite fast, because there was a wall and she couldn't see over that. And I said, "Stop!" And she did. And then the lorry went past. And we all went, "Phew." Because she listened to wisdom and she was kept safe. Kids, you've got to listen to your parents. It's not always easy. And parents, you've got to love your children and tell them what is the right path to go in. God's wisdom often comes from parents. And God's wisdom brings protection. But for those of us who maybe our childhood hasn't been easy, just a reminder that God is the perfect parent, that he loves us. He loves us so much that he sent his son to die on the cross for us. In fact, it says in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 24, that Jesus is wisdom. Christ, the power of God. Jesus is the Christ. He's the King. He's the only son of David who perfectly put this book into practice. And he listened to his father, and he went to the cross, and he went through a really difficult thing that his father asked him to do so that he could bring protection for all of us. And Jesus died to forgive us for the times when we haven't been wise. And he loves us so much that he forgives us and he helps us. So this is a great book, Proverbs, to be learning from together. But don't think that if we get all the advice in the world right, then we'll be totally safe. True safety comes from Jesus Christ. He is the true wisdom. And if you're not a Christian, you need to come to him, the true King. And if you are a Christian, you need to listen to Jesus. Keep trusting him, because he is the one who keeps us safe in life and in death. And that leads us on to our next song that we're going to sing, Christ, Our Hope.